and welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. Today, we're talking about the NATE organization. The North American Technician Excellence is the nation's largest nonprofit certification organization for HVCR technicians. We're going to bring in Gurminder Sidhu, who is NATE's Senior Director of Business Operations, to fill us in on the organization. Thanks for joining us today, Gurminder.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. For any of our listeners who may not be aware of NATE's history, can you fill them in on kind of how and why NATE was formed?
Sure. NATE was created for the industry by the industry. So over 20 years ago, contractors and manufacturers experienced costly reoccurring callbacks and frequent warranty claims on equipment that turned out not to be defective in any way. A common cause for these callbacks or warranty claims was that the equipment was not installed or serviced properly. So in order to verify that the installation and service technicians have the job knowledge and skills needed, a group of manufacturers and other interested stakeholders, such as the contractors, distributors, educators, utility companies, decided to develop technician certification, and likewise, they created NATE. NATE has continued to evolve based on the needs of the industry and has added new certifications and certificate exams to address those needs. The industry coalition that came together to form NATE remains strong, and NATE still enjoys representation from the contractors, the distributors, the manufacturers, the education and utility communities. In 2003, NATE partnered with two other organizations, RSDS and ACCA, to combine all of the different technician certifications under one organization. NATE is the largest manufacturer-supported technician certification, and as more manufacturers require and encourage NATE certification as part of their dealer programs, the number of NATE certified technicians has grown exponentially. NATE then first introduced electronic testing in the early 2000s, and ever since then, we have seen a tremendous growth of technicians becoming NATE certified.
All right, for our contractor listeners, what are the steps that that they can do to get their technicians to be NATE certified?
Sure. All of this information is available on our website in the contractor section under Getting Started. Getting your technician on a certifiable path to HVACR is quite simple. The NATE certification program offers four levels of testing to support technician development from entry level to senior level. The Ready to Work and HREC support technician exams are entry level certificate exams that are geared towards early career technicians with under 1 year of experience in the field. The NATE certification exams and the senior level efficiency analyst exam are designed for professional technicians with at least 2 years of practical experience. We've seen that contractors that are supportive of their technicians' education have the most success when pursuing NATE certification. My advice is to make sure that your technician understands the why behind the practical hands-on tasks they're completing every day, not just that if you see X, do Y. Truly understanding the why behind their job tasks will allow them to understand the system as a whole and produce a more knowledgeable technician who is able to diagnose and troubleshoot on their own. Additionally, providing enough time and study materials will boost even an experienced technician's confidence, which is super important in my opinion. The new NATE study guides are a great way for a technician to prepare for the exam. They're broken down by the same topics as the exam. In order for a technician to become NATE certified, they must pass the core and one specialty exam. Once a technician has prepared for the core and specialty exam, and they think they are ready to take the exam, they can locate a testing organization near them and set up a date and time for them to take the NATE exam. They can find a local testing organization by using the Locate a Testing Organization feature on the NATE website under the Contractor tab.
All right, I wanted to talk a little about study guides. I know NATE has created and promoted some new ones from Ready to Work, Gas Heating, the Core, and now AC and Heat Pump. How long did it take to complete this project of developing these first-time NATE-produced study guides? Can you kind of let us in on what that process is like?
Sure. The process actually took a little bit over a year. Luckily, we're privileged enough to have help from our technical committee, which consists of 15 subject matter experts from all sectors of the industry. These volunteers provided the technical content and review for the new study guides. The decision to make the new study guides came after many meetings with industry stakeholders and focus groups and surveys that we sent out to our contractors. One of the first things that we noticed from those meetings that immediately stood out to us was the demand for a NATE-produced study guide. Writing the study guide wasn't as easy as someone might imagine. the first challenge that we noticed was that we needed to make sure that the technical information contained in our guide was accurate. Our second main challenge was to be sure the study guides presented the information provided by the technical committee in a way that helps technicians prepare for the exam. In doing so, we were able to utilize the learning solutions team at our service provider, Scantron Assessments. Growing up, I'm sure that you all remember filling in the Scantrons and having nightmares about those bubble sheets. However, they offer a lot more services than just those answer sheets we all remember. Their learning solutions team are experts in adult education and have a lot of experience designing study guides for certification assessments that don't necessarily teach to the test. And they keep a proper firewall between the study guide and the exam questions. The new study guides are presented in a way that should make sense to our technicians and will best help them prepare for the exam.
All right, sounds good. And you're right. When I was a kid, the worst thing a teacher ever said was grab your number two pencil. So I hated those bubble sheets. But can you talk to us a little bit about how these study guides stand out from the previous ones?
Yes, absolutely. There are no previous ones. These are the first ever NAIT created and produced study guides. We're really excited to have created these for the industry. We spent a great deal of time collecting feedback from our customers in order to fine-tune our vision of how our technician would go about their day with their study materials. These study guides were designed to be concise and to function as a study guide rather than a textbook. It's more approachable this way. They're lighter and they're sleeker. The study guides work with what a technician has already learned in the field and allows the technician to learn their strengths and weaknesses regarding the different topics of the exam. From attending different shows in the past, I've heard from technicians in the industry say that they have anxiety taking exams. So in order to help those technicians, we've added practice exam questions at the end of every chapter that'll help them prepare for what types of questions they'll see on the actual exam. There's also a glossary that has formulas at the end of the study guide that can be used as a quick reference. I highly recommend getting your hands on a copy of these. You can buy them on our online store if your employer already doesn't have one.
All right, great. All good information. Kind of want to broaden this out a little bit, this conversation out a little bit if I can. How do you feel having NAIT certified technicians really benefits an HVAC contractor?
Primarily, having a NAIT certified technician means having a competent and productive employee. An employee can be sure that a NAIT certified technician has the job knowledge and skills to get the job done right the first time. Additionally, the contractor can promote their technician to homeowners as having a nationally recognized, industry-supported credential beyond what might be recognized for basic licensing. When surveyed, homeowners have always expressed an increased confidence when their home is being serviced by a certified technician. Also, numerous manufacturer programs either require or recommend NAIT certification. Some utility companies offer rebates if equipment was installed or retrofitted by a NAIT certified technician. Employees can also see a contractor supporting their certification as an added benefit to employment. A technician that chooses to pursue certification wants to be better than the rest. Pursuing a certification is also a great way for an employee to demonstrate their initiative and ambition to their employers. At the end, at the shows we attend, we definitely see a strong sense of pride among NAIT certified technicians. We see them walk up to us with their NAIT patches on their shirts, the same familiar faces they return to us every year, so proud they've earned additional certifications or that they've received a pay raise or a promotion due to earning their certification or maintaining it. They work hard to get the job done right and make sure the company's reputation is truly honored wherever they go.
All right, great. Really appreciate the time today. I'll get you out on this question. For our listeners kind of want to learn more about NAIT and all it is that you guys do, where should we direct them to?
Absolutely. You're more than welcome to visit our NAIT website. It's a great place to get started if you're a contractor, a technician, proctor, or if you just want additional information about the NAIT program. If you have a question, then you can call our office at 877-420-6283. That spells NAIT at the end. We have an amazing team here of customer service representatives that do an incredible job at handling our questions that you have. If you prefer email, you can email us at asknate@natex.org. Or if you have a recertification question, you can email us at recertify@natex.org. For the contractors, I urge you to sign up for the C3 program if you haven't already. It stands for Consumer Contractor Connect. You can utilize one of our best online tools where homeowners nationwide are able to locate your business within seconds as they search for contractors within their zip code. The C3 program allows you to access reports about your technicians in terms of certification status, how many continuing education hours they may need, and when they're going to expire. Again, you can find all this information on our website under the Contractors tab.
All right. Sounds good, Gurminder. Really appreciate the time today. And I know Nate serves a very vital role in the HVAC industry. You guys are doing a great job. So I appreciate all you do for the industry and appreciate that you took a few minutes to fill us in today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.